fellowship with the Trinity, with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's Jesus' prayer. You know, we've heard it preached, we've heard teaching on this. It's absolutely profound. Jesus praying to the Father, saying, those who follow me, I want them to be in our family, in our community. And so I remember saying to Terry, we're devoting the rest of our lives to seeing answers to Jesus' prayer. That began an amazing journey. The next month, February 1991, I called a meeting of our leaders here in the Mid-Willamette Valley in Oregon. And that's pretty much from Salem on down to Eugene, right? And there's about 7 or 8 or 9 cities in this mix. So we are a regional movement. You in Santa Cruz County are a diverse regional movement. You have towns of different, you know, cultural, economic DNA, different kind of a spiritual flavor, different vibe in different parts of your county. So I'm very much experienced with what it is to kind of manage a movement of God across a diverse geography and culture. So we began in February of 1991. The Spirit of God fell on the gathering. I'll be honest with you, I was nervous. I mean, my knees are shaking. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm sitting with esteemed pastors, Baptist pastors, Pentecostals, Charismatics, and I'm just this guy saying, look, we need to come together in prayer. And so that began our journey. The year following that, Eugene began, Eugene Springfield. So my movement here in the Mid-Willamette Valley, we've been doing this 30 years, every year having a leaders' prayer summit. And it is very simply Psalm 133. What a beautiful thing it is when brothers and sisters come together in unity, and not just for a meeting, but to do life. And so David writes this, in that place where busy, active kingdom leaders decide to come together, and you know the rest of it, God commands blessing. It's a favor of the Father that falls in that place. So we've been walking in that kind of favor for 30 years. Yes, and we do a whole lot of other things in terms of a prayer movement, but I'm very much involved in Eugene Springfield. It is one of the best organized, blessed citywide movements on the West Coast. Not just a city, not just Eugene Springfield, but Lane County. So there are leaders, there are marketplace leaders, there's the royal priesthood, prayer prophetic people all across Lane County, Oregon, that have been walking together in this now for about 29 years. So I just want to share, that's my context. Okay, and so we have like a living laboratory here. And so, yes, I'm doing this worldwide, but this is my local context. So over the years, we also began around the year 2000, the Pacific Northwest City Advance consultation. So for 20 years, every year in December, we've brought together city movements from around our area, wider than just my valley. It's been Oregon, Washington, Idaho, even southern British Columbia. So we've been doing this now for 20 years, learning from one another how the Holy Spirit is working in a citywide movement. And so I've been beyond that, since 1991, I've led about over 900 gatherings like this. You know, we could call them, you know, prayer retreats, pastors' prayer summits, leaders' prayer summits, and in places all across Israel, in Jerusalem, Australia, Japan, Europe. And so for this journey of 30 years, it's just been, you know, friends, honestly, a holy privilege to be with other leaders in other cultures all around the world, sitting under the waterfall of God's commanded blessing. Because when we come together, right, and do life, that's what the Hebrew means, not just a meeting. When we decide to do life together and walk together covenantally, the Father says, I'll bless this. So in a simple word, my journey has been this, is just to show up with other kingdom-minded leaders, pastors, leaders of nonprofits, marketplace leaders, Taj, you're a marketplace guy, but to come together in the presence of God, and the Father says, this is what I've been waiting for you to do. I'm going to bless this. So this is the context of my journey, and I'm also aligned with movement.org out of New York City. Dr. Mac Peer, Tim Keller, very much involved in this. And so this involves meetings in cities, bringing the body of Christ together in a city context to actually ask the question, what can we do together to grow the kingdom of God in our city? So I'm actually kind of, you know, an associate with movement.org out of New York City and working with that movement. Just a couple other things to say, I'll share here, and then I want to kind of open this up and I'll hit the pause button again because I don't want to share too much. Our topic is catalyzing and building sustainable city gospel movements. And I want to look at this through three lenses. I'll be very brief here, three lenses. Number one is a relational lens. That's number one. The question for leaders here in 2020, when we're in a whole new period of crisis, global crisis, okay, how do we build relational cohesion, relational trust among ourselves at the deepest level? Now, the deepest level is being invited into fellowship with the Trinity, you know, living in the Trinitarian presence. So the first lens is relational. How do kingdom leaders come together in a deeper level, heart to heart? The second lens is structural. Structural. What do I mean by that? The Lord has led me. I'm probably one of the leading practitioners in the world on helping putting leadership teams in place in a movement, either a city or a region. In the book of Acts, we would see it this way. Paul and Barnabas, you know, they're all over the place. These cities all through, you know, the Middle East and Asia, appointing elders in cities. You read the book of Acts, that's what you see. The strategy started in Antioch in Acts 13. But as they went out, they appointed elder leaders in cities to do what? To actually grow the citywide church, to grow a healthy body of Christ across a city or a region. So structurally, I want to ask the question, what does this look like in terms of leadership in a city or a county or a region? The second part of the structure are, how do you bring the body of Christ together? I see four cultures in any given city. Pastors, obviously, leaders of congregations. Secondly, nonprofit leaders. Okay, leaders in Taj, you have a nonprofit. There's probably a ton of them in Santa Cruz County. Pastors, nonprofits, marketplace leaders, those involved in the mountains, the spheres, the domains. So you've got all these marketplace leaders in government, healthcare, business, the economy. And then fourthly, the prayer prophetic culture. So four cultures, pastors, nonprofits, marketplace leaders, prayer prophetic. How do you bring those leaders with different DNA, right, different wiring, different understanding of how you do kingdom? How do you bring those four groups of leaders together for one purpose? So this becomes a bit of a structural thing. And this is something where the Lord has just led me to actually see how this happens on the ground. So leadership teams, four cultures coming together, and then geography. When I talk about structure, how do you understand the geography in any given place and what the one church coming together looks like? So, and then the third lens is the prophetic. And we might talk about that a little bit as we go. What is God doing right now? What does the church look like as we move further forward into the end time scenario? Okay, so what is a prophetic perspective? How do we see the church from that viewpoint? Just a couple of other things, and then we'll just kind of pause here a little bit. I'm not speaking conceptually. I want to be very clear. I'm not sharing ideas. What we're going to talk about in this gathering is not just, you know, a conceptual framework. I have a multitude of models on the ground that are working worldwide. When I began doing these kinds of meetings in Israel, that ended up bringing the body of Christ together across the whole nation. And over 6 years, basically planted a model like this, like I'm describing to you, that still exists today. Men and women from four generations. These are Messianic Jews. These are assorted Gentiles like myself. These are Arab Christian believers from four generations. They meet together twice a year called Sitting at Yeshua's Feet. Okay, that's Israel. Ottawa, Canada. Ottawa, the strongest model across the whole nation of Canada. I might share a little bit about that later. Very strong movement up and running on the ground. Abilene, Texas, West Texas. Their movement came together in 2 years like that. They call themselves One Kingdom. It is a beautiful expression of the kingdom of God in the west part of Texas. I've mentioned Eugene Springfield, a very strong movement as well. And Paterson, New Jersey. This is probably my most recent miracle story. One of the 10 most challenged urban environments in the United States. A history of racial alienation, economic disparity, violence, crime. Paterson. Everyone said, can any good thing come out of Paterson? Right. In the last 2 years, the Holy Spirit has done dramatic things to bring down the walls and to build this relational harmony between Anglos, African Americans, Latinos, Asians, men, women, old, young. It is a miracle story. So when I'm sharing these things, I'm not just kind of thinking about really these nice, warm, fuzzy thoughts. I'm working with models, men and women from different cultures, different DNA, walking together in covenantal love. And now we have 50 to 60 cities in South Asia walking in this. So South Asia is my main global laboratory. So, you know, when I speak, I'm just simply sharing out of the context of real people in real places walking this out and experiencing the favor of God, experiencing increased harvest, increased, you know, miracle stories of healing and deliverance. So I've already shared this, that I realized that your culture has very, very distinct DNA, a lot of spiritual stuff going on in Santa Cruz County in your region. And so I come to some degree aware of that. And so before we go into some of my slides, I'm just going to give a little bit of context. Let me just open this up. Ron, this would be a good opening point. Any questions about anything I've shared so far, or anyone's free to share a comment. And we'll just maybe have a little bit of an 8 or 10 minute pause here. Let's engage a little bit. And as we do this, probably remove self-mute. Just take yourself off mute and go for it.